We are reading from Canto 11, Chapter 2, and Text 37. So you can repeat after me. Bhayam dvitiyagniveshitasya. Ishadapitasya viparyayos smritihi. Tanmayayato buddha abhajetam bhaktyaika isham gurudeva tatma. Okay, we can repeat. Vayam dhitya abhineveshita
syat.
Ishadapitasya viparyayo smritihi. Tanmayayato buddha abhajittam. Bhaktaika isham gurudeva tatma. Okay, so what meaning? Bhayam, fear. Dvitiya, in something seeming to be other than the Lord. Abhiniveshataha, because of absorption. Syat, it will arise. Ishat, from the Supreme Lord. Apetasya, for one who has turned away. Viparyayaha, misidentification. Asmritihi, forgetfulness. Tat, of the Lord. Mayaya, by the illusory energy. Ataha, therefore. Buddha, an intelligent person. Abhajit, should worship fully. Tam, him. Bhaktaya, with devotion. Ekaya, unalloyed. Isham, the Lord. Guru Devat Atma, one who sees his spiritual master as his Lord and very soul. The translation by Srila Prabhupada. Fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as material body because of absorption in the external illusory energy of the Lord. And the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, he also forgets his constitutional position as servant of Lord. This bewildering, fearful condition is reflected by the potency for illusion called Maya. If an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in unalloyed devotional service of the Lord, under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, whom he should accept as his worshipable deity and as his very life and soul. The purport is very long, and I'm going to explain points of Prabhupada in my lecture. So I'll start. If we read purport, whole time we'll be reading purport, that's all. So I'll include the points of Srila Prabhupada in lecture. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalagaya Chakshirunilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Purvayama Namam Vishnu Paraya Krishna Krishthaya Vitale Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurvani Pracharine Nirvishesha Nirvadi Vashchadeshtarine. Okay, so this verse Bhayam Dvitiya Abhiniveshitasya, it was often quoted by Srila Prabhupada. It's a famous verse actually. And why it is famous? Because it's also important, not only famous, because this verse helps us to understand that in the position we are, bewildered position, fearful position, frustrated, stressful, what is the cause of that? And how to get over that problem. So one verse offering all solutions. That is, what is that? One solution to all problems. That's this verse. So what does this verse actually, who is speaking this? Narad Muni, he came to Dwarka. And he asked, so Vasudev, Krishna's father, he asked Narad Muni to please explain what is illusion, how should he get over illusion. He was asking. Of course, in the purport, Prabhupada tells, he doesn't need to ask because he is father of Krishna. Like, he doesn't need to ask how to get rid of attachment from Krishna. That's what is happening here. And just like Kunti is asking, you know, Krishna, Krishna, how should I become detached from my children, from Pandavas? Like, a whole life is devoted to, a goal is to become attached to Pandavas. They are devotees, servants of servants of servants. So anyway, Narad Muni acknowledges this fact. He said, Vasudev, you don't, what you are saying, you know, we are trying to achieve your position and you are trying to say something else. So, but as a matter of etiquette, Narad Muni answers the question of Vasudev. And while he is answering the question, he recounts this pastime of meeting of Maharaj Nini with Navivendra. So, who is this Navyugendra? So, we all remember that there was a king, Rishabdev. So Rishabdev had 100 sons. Out of 100 sons, one, Bharat Maharaj, he became pure devotee. So, 99 left. Out of 99, 90 became Karmakandi Brahmanas. Like, they just deviated. They became normal, ordinary, stupid Brahmanas. And nine left. And nine became Paramahamsa, like Navigendar, perfect devotees, yogis, bhakti yogis, the perfect bhakti yogis, beyond sannyas, kutichaka, bahudaka, Paramahamsas, avadhut, they were like on the platform, avadhut, they were traveling here and there, that's all. Not caring about hunger, thirst, depression, illusion, death and birth. Nothing doing with that, totally liberated. And they came to this king, Maharaj Nini. And what happened was, when they came, Maharaj Nini, when they came from the door, Maharaj Nini didn't actually give them respect. He didn't offer garland just like you offered to me. Or he didn't wash their feet. He simply asked from his Vyasasan, can you please tell me why I am in Maya and how to get rid of this illusion? Why I am suffering? What is suffering? How to get rid of it? And actually, these Navyugendra, they were so happy by that question. They told, first time in our life, somebody has greeted us with sensible questions. Otherwise, we used to come, first half an hour, you know, drama is going on, flowers, charan dhuli and whatever. And then, you know, but this, by your question, we understand. You understand the urgency of liberation. You understand that. And so, you are the proper candidate to have answers, what we are going to say. You can understand that. And in that context, one of the Navyugendra, Kavi, who was that? Who else was that? There were nine Navyugendra. So, one of the Navyugendra, nine brothers, Kavi was there. This verse is spoken by Kavi to Maharaj Nini. And he gives a beautiful insight. He says, well, Maharaj Nimi, bhayam dvitiya abhiniveshita. Bhayam means everybody is fearful. Now the question is, nobody will accept that he is fearful. That's the point. If you tell your neighbor you are fearful, come on. He might beat you up. No? What are you saying? I'm happy. But then you have to logically explain him. You should ask him, who is not fearful? That's the point. So, young people are fearful of old age, old people are fear of death, beautiful people, they are fearful of becoming ugly, becoming old, becoming ugly, have scratches all around. The more beautiful you are, the more fearful you are, because the next day you have to look as beautiful as the previous day, otherwise people will criticize you. So the whole day goes in actually not becoming beautiful, but actually getting free of the fear that I'll not become beautiful. That's their whole life all about. So, and what about rich people? Rich people are fearful of losing their money. And famous people are fearful of losing their fame. Poor people, they are fearful of being exploited by rich. Ugly people, they are fearful of inferiority complex. Beautiful people will demean us, condescend us. Scholars, they have fear of debates. Somebody else will become more scholar than me. They'll come and debate and defeat me. So who is not fearful? That's a question. This is what Bhartrihari says in one of his book. And he says, who is not fearful? And he concludes after watching what else is there in this world. Beauty, name, fame, money. There's nothing else, no. What these people are all about. Their life is all about. And everything has fear. Only one person has no fear, who is surrendered to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Only he is not fearful. That is conclusion of Bhartrihari. And that makes sense. So that's why he starts with this question, bhayam. As soon as you're born with fear. You're born into fear, actually, not into this material world. You're born into fear. So now you see, suppose you're in a forest and you're lost and you don't have any other guide, nothing. Will you be fearful? Yes. You might have your money, you might have your Apple computer, you might have your food, but still you'll be fearful because you're lost. So somebody might propose you, okay, I'll give you a car, I'll give you the best possible house in this forest. Well, you know, I'm going to get out of this forest. I'm lost. That sense of being lost produces fear. You see, you might have objects, but that sense that I'm lost, it produces fear. If you come to America and in Dallas, you're a new person, you get lost. And you're a millionaire, and you're at fear. So in spite of having everything, the sense that produces fear, that's what Sukhdeva Goswami is coming to this point. There are many causes of fear. One cause of fear is attachment to things. The fear of losing things. Another cause of fear is the fear of being lost in this material world. That's another cause, which actually Prabhupada is talking about in his purport. So, fear of losing things, there's so many things we attach to. As soon as you have attachment, you have fear. You attach to so many things, so you have fear. It's common sense, no? Common sense, we attach to body, we are fearful of death. We lose this body. We attach to our family members, we lose them, we are fearful. That's what is happening with Arjun now. Arjun is fearful. I lose my brothers, I lose Duryodhan. And Arjuna gives very so many arguments not to fight. But one argument he gives, well, Krishna, if I fight, everybody will die, all my family members. I'll be alone, with whom I will enjoy this kingdom. That's one argument he gives. Because he's fearful of losing his relatives. And he's attached. So that's one. Fear of losing things. Second fear comes from fear of being lost. So we are lost, no? In this material world, in the forest of material world. We don't know why we are here, what we are doing here. We don't know our connection. We don't have any connection with some higher divine power, with God. We are on our own. If you are on your own in the forest, you will have fear. And if somebody comes and he tells you, oh, have faith in me, I can guide you through the forest. Do not fear. And then, okay, fine, I have somebody as a guide now. Is it? It's like that. So that fear of being lost, that is another fear. In this forest fire, samsara dava nananidha loka. And unless you're not connected with God, even though you might have everything, even though you might become detached from everything, that's the point Prabhupada brings in purport of impersonalists. Prabhupada says that they're also fearful. Impersonalists, they can at least understand the first stage of fear. They can understand all this, that these things are the cause of my fear. Things, attachment to things, objects, people and objects. So they become detached from that. They go to caves, they do that. And they think this will help them to get out of fear. No people, no objects, no attachment. There's no cause of fear, of losing things. Okay. But Prabhupada brings the point of impersonalist. And he says, even they are fearful. Prabhupada says, I'm quoting Prabhupada from the purport. It is important to make clear that bhayam cannot ultimately be vanquished simply by impersonal self-realization. So what is impersonal self-realization? Impersonal self-realization is all about detachment. You become detached from everything personal. Everything which has form, everything which is person, you become detached. That is impersonal self-realization. Prabhupada says in Gita, Vitraga Bhaya Krodha Manmaya Mamapashrita. Krishna says in Gita that you should take shelter of me, devoid of attachment, devoid of fear, devoid of anger. And Prabhupada quotes in that purport, all these impersonalists, they have self-realized. Their self-realization is born of fear. It is not born of inquiry into absolute truth, if you really look after that. It's born of fear. Oh my God, this is so dangerous word, you know. People are problems, objects are problems. If I lose these things, I will get frustrated, forget everything. Just go, Om. So that, the whole philosophy is born of fear. What is born of fear will lead to fear. That's obvious. The cause is fear, the effect will be fear. So that is why Prabhupada says in his purport, even though these people become detached from everything, first they surpass the first stage. That is all credits to them. At least they are not like mundane materialistic people who can't even have insight into their life, that the very things they are becoming attached to, the same things will lead them to fear and frustration. They can't even understand that. So impersonalist, okay, hats off to them. You're nice, good. At least you have understood this, that we have come to platform detachment, but they are not perfect. Because Prabhupada says here, Prabhupada says they are not perfect because the fear will not, they will not be able to get rid of fear. Why? Because the living entity must find a superior shelter on spiritual platform. Otherwise he will come back to fearful situation of material existence. Patanti adhona adrita yushmatanangriya. That Prabhupada quotes. So they have overcome the fear of losing things, but they have not overcome the fear of being lost in this material world. They still have not taken shelter of Krishna. Still they are like people who are detached, but with no ultimate shelter. So they are lost, no? They are lost, that's all. So that fear is still in them. That's the second stage of fear, which we must conquer. And that can only be done if you are attached, if you have some shelter, if you have some guide, no? Just like this, if you are lost in a forest, you have a friend, and that friend might say, well, no problem, have courage. And for some time you have courage, yes, nothing can happen to us. But if you're lost, if there's no guide, after some time again fear will come, is it? My God, we don't have any, how much courage we should have? You get out of this place, you know, artificially you can. So these people are like that. They artificially they can have some kind of detachment and get rid of frustration for some time. But they, in this soul, they have this frustration. Anyway, I'm alone, you know. I'm trying myself. I need some guide. Everybody needs no guide. That's a problem. That's the second cause of fear. And the third cause of fear is actually forgetting the Supreme Lord. Even if you realize I'm soul and everything is done, even if you know God but you don't serve Him, still you will be fearful. So that's the third stage you have to surpass. You know Him but you don't serve Him, still you will be fearful. Because without service there is no love. Without love there is no reciprocation. Without reciprocation there is no guidance. Without guidance, you are fearful. So that is the difference between Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Brahmanas, they know God. Like demigods, they know God. They know God. They all worship Vishnu. You can't go to heavenly planets without recognizing Vishnu is supreme. So they are in the heavenly planets. They know supreme, but they don't serve Him purely. They have their agendas. And still, so they are fearful. We know heavenly planets, it is not devoid of fear. They are fearful of demons, always attacking them. No, this will attack me, this will attack me. And then they go to Vishnu and pray to Vishnu, Vishnu, please save us. And then Vishnu is weeping, you know. He is saying, come on, these demigods, they come to me, they pray to me, and they could have prayed to me, you know, of a pure devotion, and they are praying to me, you know, please save us. So that's the point. Third stage of fear is, it comes when you don't serve Him, you merely know Him. And Prabhupada makes a point in his purport. If you read carefully, he makes a point in his purport. And so that's why Sukhdeva Goswami says, bhayam. So bhayam is three stages. Fear of losing things, fear of being lost, and fear coming from not serving Krishna. Is it? If you have your friend in a forest, but he doesn't guide you, what's the point? You'll still be fearful. You have a GPS, it doesn't work. Anyway, it's there. What's the point of that? It's like that. You have God, you know God, but God doesn't work because you don't work for Him. He's just there. So yogis and brahmanas are like that. Yogis can perceive Krishna in their heart, but still they'll be fearful because there's no reciprocation with Super Soul. Brahmanas know God, but there's no reciprocation.
So does Shantarashtra come in the same category?
Almost like that. Yeah. That's why we don't recognize Shantras, yeah. So, okay. So, bhayam, this word bhayam. Do you understand this word bhayam? So, bhayam, now, Sukhdeva Goswami adds one word, dvitiya. Now, he says, what is the ultimate cause of all this fear? Dvitiya. Dvitiya doesn't mean two. That is dvait, that is dvi. Dvitiya means something separate. So Prabhupada translates, in something, Prabhupada disciples translates, in something seeming to be other than the Lord. Separatist vision. So Sukhdeva Goswami, devotees are very intelligent. They can analyze insight. They can analyze, okay, these three stages of fear, why it is there? Because you are disconnected from Krishna. You don't have love for Him. We don't have love for Him. Love is the ultimate connection, no? If you love somebody, you are one with Him, is it? If you don't love somebody, then you are not one. So like it is said when somebody loves somebody, we are two bodies but one soul. It is said, no? Hum do alag hai magar ek hai. Like that. So once you are not in love with Krishna, then everything starts. That's the problem. Dvitiya. Dvitiya means considering yourself separate from God. Your interest separate from Lord. Your desires separate from Lord. That's where problem begins. That is what is happening with Arjuna and Duryodhan. Last evening we were talking that. Duryodhan wants victory. Duryodhan is seeing happiness in victory. Arjuna is seeing fear in that same victory. You can see same thing. But one person is finding happiness in that thing. Arjuna is finding fear in that thing. Same thing. How does it happen? Because without Krishna, the same thing will be happy for some moment. The same thing can become most fearful the other moment. It can happen, no? Sometimes it happens like that. We make friends, the same friend, so nice. After some time, you pick a fight with him. And the same friend becomes your greatest enemy, no? All these movies are made like that, no? The same friend becomes the greatest enemy. They fight and they're fighting for one girl. That's how and they become enemies. Otherwise, they're good friends. So that's the problem. Without Krishna, good or bad have no importance. Even bad is fearful, good is fearful. Both are fearful. That's what Sukhdeva Goswami's analysis is, dvitiya. There's nothing good, there's nothing bad. The only good thing is being connected, being loving Krishna. The only bad thing is, rest all is bad if you don't love Krishna, that's all. So he diagnoses, Sukhdeva Goswami is a doctor, he diagnoses the cause of fear. Fear is a clinical symptom. And the diagnosis is that you don't love Krishna. And all these problems are coming, dvitiya. And then he uses this word, abhiniveshitaha. So the point is, once you forget Krishna, once you don't love Him, and even if you realize that this situation is fearful, And if you don't know the solution of this, that to love God is a solution to this fear, you will not be able to do anything. That is abhinibeshita. You have cancer, and you know you have cancer, but you don't have a solution. Is it? So that will produce more fear, is it? That will produce more fear. As long as you don't know you have cancer, it's okay. Once you go, you have cancer, and doctor says, Bhaiya, you have to die in 2 months. And I have no solution. Be ready. It produces more fear. That is this word abhinibeshita.
So, in first place, there have to be more fear than
other materials. They are more fear. They are always in caves, no? Om, get lost. I don't want to see this. I don't want to talk this. They are more fearful. Prabhupada says they are full of fear. The philosophy is born of fear. They are fear. And the result is fearful. They go down. They'll fall down again. That's the insight. That is why Prabhupada always criticizes impersonalist. They're more fallen than materialistic people. And they're leading people down. And that is why all of acharyas are not so much after materialist, but they are after impersonalist. You know, these are nonsense, nonsense, nonsense. Because that's more degraded situation. That comes in Isa Upanishad. That impersonalists are more degraded than materialistic people. What that verse? I forgot that verse.
This is the last
nirvana. The last nirvana. So you understand. So if you have cancer, and if you diagnose you have cancer, but if you don't know the treatment, it becomes more fear. That is the problem with this word. Everybody out there, although they will not accept that they are fearful, inside they know it's a fearful situation. Everybody knows. They know I am stressed, I am frustrated, it's fearful, my wife is going to leave me after 2 days, I lose my money, and I lose this, no, is it? So they might not admit if you talk to them, but if they go to a psychologist, they'll vomit everything. Yeah, my God, I'm messed up, you know, please help me. So that's the point. So they become more fearful. Abhinivesh. Most of the people can recognize I am in problem. And as soon as they recognize I am in problem, things become more complicated, more complicated, more complicated. And at the time of death, they are like messed up. No solution. Abhinibeshita. And things become so complicated, they become so fearful that they have fear to admit that they are fearful. That's what happens with them. That's what, you know, if we preach, we go to people, we say, see, you're in a problem, birth and death, hunger, thirst, and there's so many problems, you're attached, when you lose, you'll become fearful. They'll say, no, I don't want to know all these things. They avoid us, no? They say, you're pessimistic. Why are you saying this? Because they are fearful of accepting the fact that they are fearful. That's the ultimate level of fear. There's no solution for this person. Abhinivesh, he's into that system. He's entrapped in that system. But, so how does it all this story starts, you know? You don't love Krishna. You have landed in this situation. You are not even ready to accept your suffering. Is it? How did we land in this complex situation? Nobody can even help you. If somebody wants to tell you, you will say, no, I don't want to help. That's a problem. It's a big problem. And then they criticize devotees. They say, these are nonsense people, communism and so many things, you know. They kill them and this do them, whatever. So what's the problem? The problem, Sukadeva Goswami says, Ishad Apetasya. Whole problem started with the fact that Prabhupada says, Ishat means God, and Apetasya means who has turned away. We have turned away from God. And problem starts here. You have turned your face away from Krishna. You have forgotten Him. Viparyayo, asmritihi. Viparyayo means misidentification. Asmriti means forgetfulness. As soon as we turn away from God, there is a power of Lord. Tan mayayato, illusion. There is a power of Lord, illusion. As soon as you turn away from the government, you don't follow the rules of government, there's a police. So as soon as you turn away from God, there's illusion which captures a mind. It doesn't allow us to understand what is truth, what is wrong. So, and Prabhupada starts this purport with this very fact that Prabhupada says, I'm quoting, according to Sridhar Swami, according to Sridhar Swami, the objection may be raised that since fear is caused by ignorance, it can be dispelled by knowledge. And there is no need to worship Supreme Lord. The living entity falsely identifies with the material body, family, society, so on. He simply has to give up this false identification. Then what will Maya be able to do? So it is not just ignorance that we are here. It is ignorance plus some magic. Both. We are ignorant about God. We are ignorant of the fact that Krishna can help us. Is it? So we don't come to Krishna. But it's not simply ignorance. Once you leave Krishna, there's some magic. Illusory power, Maya, she does magic. And through that magic, even if somebody tells you, you'll not be able to understand. She'll complicate your life. She'll complicate your life so much that you will yourself avoid truth. She's very tricky, you know. She can do that. By your own free will, you will avoid Krishna. And, okay, so at the time of death, you might say, Maya, you messed up my life. You know, you can blame Maya. You messed up my life. Maya will say, I didn't do anything. You yourself chose not to be with Krishna. So she, so Chanakya Pandit says, if you're the best politician, bad politicians, they force people to do what they want. Best politicians, they devise a plan so that people want to do what you want. That's the best politician. That's what this whole society is. What is advertisement? And same thing now. A company wants to sell his product. Either he can force you have to buy. Or they can exploit a subconscious mind. They can give advertisements. So by your own free will, you will buy their nonsense products. Is it? That is Maya. Maya will make such a plan. By your own free will, you will say, I don't want Krishna. I don't want good advice. I want to mess up my life. And Prabhupada says, Maya is such a thing, she will force you to eat stool. Like pigs. Pigs eat stool. So Prabhupada, that's why Prabhupada brings that point. And that is a very philosophical point which Prabhupada raises in this purport. The point is, I gave that example of squint. So if you have a squint, you will see two suns, not one sun. You can't avoid that. So there's some magic. We are hypnotized actually. We're hypnotized by some energy. Why are we hypnotized? Because we want to be hypnotized. That's all. That's all. Now, by free will, we choose that. She has complicated, she just makes such a complicated plan. We want death. That's what we are, no? That's why Prabhupada was giving one time lecture. We all know that famous lecture. Prabhupada said, so if you don't accept God, next life will become dog. Prabhupada said. Then one person raised his hand. So what's the problem? Prabhupada said, see, he has no problem. I'm becoming an animal. So see, that's what Maya leads us to. We become convinced that we are going to mess up our life. That's what we are. That's what scientists are, you know. Dawkins, you know Dawkins, Richard Dawkins, genetist. Who has proposed evolutionary theory? Somebody asked me in the interview. See, you have proposed a theory of evolution, and evolution. He proposed a concept of evolution, selfish gene. He said, "Why evolution takes place? Because the genes want to survive, and it goes, you know, it transfers. So selfish genes. So somebody asked, some reporter asked, see, you have proposed a theory of selfish genes. Don't you think this will make people selfish? Theory is selfish genes, no? So if everybody becomes selfish, then whole world gets funny, you know, it's chaotic. And Dawkins tell, yeah, I know it's a very dangerous philosophy. And whole world can get destroyed, but this is reality. Such a stupid person. How can reality be chaotic? No? There's a law in science that reality is simple, elegant and beautiful. All mathematicians work with this law. When mathematicians and physicists, they want to find an equation of nature, they're looking for an equation which is simple and also symmetrical and beautiful. Is it? And that's happened in history. All these physicists and mathematicians work like that. And if their solution is very complicated, they have a sense this cannot be right. Because nature is beautiful, no? It's symmetric. So the laws should be symmetric and beautiful. Simple, elegant. And they know this. So how can reality be such that everything gets destroyed? If reality is designed in such a way that everything gets destroyed, how come we are still living? How come everything is going on perfectly? Reality is designed in a way so that we live. So that we become happy. And that theory, it is, you know, saying no. Reality is selfish. That's stupid. So that is what the problem is. Krishna, illusion will do like all these things. That is illusion. It's a magic. It's a magic on us. So how to get rid of this ignorance and magic? That's a question. We are hypnotized now. You all are hypnotized. And if you really think about it, it is real hypnosis. It is not illusion. It is not ignorance. You see, for example, why we are attracted to females or females are attracted to males? Why? Why we are not attracted to pigs or trees? Why don't we have attraction for them? Every species has attraction for its own species, no? We are attracted towards a female. Female is attracted towards male. Why this attraction? It is illogical. It's all matter, no? It's just a matter. It's flesh, bones. Even though you may know this, that this body is matter, it is made of flesh, bones, blood, mucus, stool, still you will get attracted. So what do you say? It is ignorance or it is magic? It is some hypnosis. It's something going on. Something illogical going on. We are under some power. Otherwise, even after understanding everything, just like I am a doctor. I was a doctor. And first year, we went to some this anatomy. You know anatomy? Anatomy. So anatomy, I mean to say, you have to go and dissect the bodies and learn everything, where the muscles, and so we were dissecting bodies, female, male bodies.
Anatomy.
So, you, huh?
Anatomy.
Oh, fine, you pronounce like that, anatomy? Okay, fine. My accent is not my Indian. So, okay, anatomy. So you do all those things. First year I did all those things. And you look everything inside the body. It's such a messy thing. As soon as you put an incision on the stomach, you open the stomach, you cannot stay in that room. It's such a smell. And many of my friends, the first class, we have put an incision, we open the stomach, and we had voices, thar, thar, thar. People get unconscious. Some girls, you know, they can't tolerate it. So that's body. But once you're out of that hall, again attraction begins. You can't avoid that. So you can't say it's simply ignorance. You can't say this ignorance can be overcome by knowledge. There is hypnosis going on. We are all under some big satellite control, something. Somebody is controlling us. That is Maya. So how to get over it? So Sukadeva Goswami says, Buddha avajitam. You have to become intelligent first. Buddha means intelligent. First become intelligent. And what is real intelligence? Real intelligence is to accept that you are fool. That is first thing. Real intelligence is to accept that we are fool.
Fool. Accept that you are fool.
That's the real intelligence, no? Real intelligence is not to actually analyze. You don't started, I am intelligent, let me analyze. You are fool. First accept this. You cannot analyze by a small mind. If you start analyzing, your whole life will go in analysis, no conclusion. Now, Prabhupada used to say, so many reformations, but no transformation. So that's real intelligence. Okay, I'm a fool and I need some guidance. I need some navigation, you know, through this complex situation. I can't do my own effort. That is real intelligence. That's what Upanishad says. Upanishads begin with this premise, with this understanding that a person accepts spiritual master, accepts guidance of scriptures when he realizes by his own effort, by his own intelligence, he cannot solve this problem. You cannot break this matrix. Matrix? It is a matrix. It is hypnosis. And you cannot overcome this. It's impossible. So that is Buddha. Avajet. So what do you do? Bhakteka isham guru devaratma. So this person, when you understand I am fool, then you look for some guru, spiritual master, like Prabhupada, another spiritual master, and some scriptures. Guru devat atma. And then you look for guru, teacher, and you accept what he says on faith first. You have to accept, no? If you are lost in forest, somebody tells you, I can navigate you, you have to have some faith. And then when he's helping you, while he's helping you, you will develop faith. Is it? Okay, fine, you know, he's helping me. I am realizing that we are approaching out of the, we are solving this maze of the forest. So that's how you develop faith. It is not that first you have to prove yourself, then I'll develop faith. It doesn't happen like that. No? So if you're lost in Dallas, somebody comes to you, okay, I'll help you to find your way, and he gets your cab, he pays the rent of the cab, and he leads you, then you understand, yeah, he's a good person, no? He's not kidnapping me, he has just paid his money, and he's leading me. So that's how you develop faith. You develop guru, you take a teacher, you accept his instructions, you follow his instructions, and when you follow his instructions, you will understand by the effect of those instructions that, yes, he's a good person. I'm solving my problems, no? That's happened with doctors also. Go to doctor, I have this problem, doctor says take this medicine. Well, you have to have some faith, no? Maybe mixed poison or what, or you can do anything, you know, maybe some nonsense medicine. And you take, so doctor says you take this pill for 5 days. First day you take, oh, you relieve pain. Next day you take, it's much better. So you continue for 3 more days and then you again go to doctor. Doctor, it was much better. More prescription, is it? So it is not, you develop faith while following. That is why Sukadeva Goswami says, Guru Devat Atma. Devat means you have to worship the teachings given by spiritual master. Worship means have faith, and with faith follow it sincerely. That's the meaning of worship. Don't say, I accept, but I'll not follow. Or you're not following, you know. You're just showing that you're following. That's not good. So that is why this word Devat is used. And Atma is used in the sense of dear. Atmi, you know. So Krishna, his instructions and spiritual master are dear to us. Once you develop faith in somebody, you start loving him, no? After some time. Is it? If you have faith in your doctor, he's always helping you. Okay, fine, he's a good guy. So once you develop faith in spiritual master by following his instructions, there's no other way. If you don't follow, you will not get any good effect. And then we'll see what's happening. And that's why many people become confused. Many people in history, they took spiritual master, but they left afterwards. Why? Because they said, when you know, he gave me teachings, but it didn't work. Is it? It happens like that, no? So why should, I didn't work, so forget it, you know, I don't want. So that's the principle he's giving. Spiritual master and Krishna can be found in teachings. In teachings you will find them. You will find true, the truth of spiritual master, the truth of Krishna in the teachings of spiritual master. Without teachings, we don't develop faith. Guru Devat Atma. And then he says, Bhakteka Isham. If we follow this, the teachings, then slowly we'll develop bhakti. Means love for Krishna. That was our problem, no? All fear due to not loving Krishna. Develop love for Him. Isham means God. Develop, you fulfill your goal of your life. Once you develop love and affection for Krishna, all fear is over. That's what we were discussing. The root of fear is not loving Krishna, forgetting Him. And when you become fearless, at that point, your life is perfect. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi, Krishna says. The aim of life is to become fearless. In the shelter of God. Life is successful. Simple. The answer to the question of Nemi Maharaj is there in one verse. Everything is there in one verse. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions? Otherwise, finish. Yes,
do you know if this...
Oh, wait. Where is the... yeah.
Is this verse related to the five kleshas in Patanjali's...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because this word abhinibeshitaha, that comes in five klesha, rag, dvesh, abhinivesh, asmitaha,
and avidya.
And avidya. So that's related to that, yeah. You're right.
Would you know how to relate each of the five in the verse?
Yeah, it's simple. Because, see, rag, from rag comes bhaya. From attachment comes fear.
Oh.
Is it? So you relate that. And then, dvesh. Krishna, it says viparyayo asmriti. Viparyayo means anti. Dvesh, you hate God. From dvesh of God comes rag. Attachment to this word. From attachment comes bhaya. Rag dvesh. Then abhinivesh. Once you are in this complexity of attachment and hate, you can't solve this complex situation. You go more and deeper into that, no? So just like you have this sand, you have that sand, what is that? Daldal, daldal, what is called?
Quicksand?
Yeah, quicksand. Once in quicksand, the more you try, the more you go inside. So that is the meaning of abhinivesh. You are trapped in that. And then asmita. Asmita means illusion. Asmita means moha, bewilderment. So you're bewildered. So it is said here, so this word is... actually he wrote it wrong. It is asmriti. You forget everything, bewilderment, moha, asmriti. It is asmriti. It is viparyo smriti, no? It is, smriti means remembrance. Viparyo means loss of remembrance, no? So loss of memory, that is asmriti. And avidya. Avidya is this ishadapitasya. You leave Krishna, you forget Him. That is avidya. Root cause is you turn away from Krishna. So it's right there, all five things. That's okay. This verse is natural commentary to that Patanjali Sutra. Vyasadeva, he explains, okay, this is a point. Although Patanjali never brings in that sutra God as such. Because his system is not exactly based on God. But Vyasadeva comments on Patanjali Sutra and he gives a theistic explanation to that sutra. That's what he's doing in this verse.
Is there a
Yoga Sutra, Patanjali Yoga Sutra, there are two commentaries. So one commentary is written by I think Bhatta, I forgot his name. One commentary is written by Vyasadeva. So in his commentary, he connects that with this. And Vyasadeva gives, because Patanjali is not exactly bringing God in his fullest extent. So Vyasadeva gives commentary and then he brings God in every sutra. So you can read that. It's there. And also you're right. In Vedanta Sutra, Vyasadeva quotes this. And quotes the Patanjali Sutra verse also in the first section. In the Sadhana Path. And he quotes and then he connects there. It's there. So, any other questions? Otherwise, I'll stop here. Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.